You are listening to Voices of Youth in Care, produced in Montreal at CKUT Radio. Next, you'll hear spoken word written and recorded by young people aged 7 to 16. Many of these artists are in care. Here are their voices.
The world is like an ant farm. Countless people wander around in their pointless lives. Humans are like the desert. A wasteland of stupidity with an oasis of intelligence here and there. She is like the spring, radiant and full of hope. School is like a swamp, only with less life.
Brave Knight. Long, long ago, there was a brave knight. He was the ruler of an army. He would protect his people. Then he met me and my friends. One of my friends was afraid, and the knight said, "Thou shalt not be afraid." Then my friend calmed down. The brave knight had a castle, and the castle was under attack. Attack! So he called his bowmen. The bowmen were lined up on the castle walls and they were getting ready to fire. So the brave knight came up with me and my friends and he asked us if we could be bowmen too. We said yes. We were given bow and arrows. Then everyone loaded their bow. The brave knight told us to fire. We fired at the men on the other team, but some of the other team men died. We loaded the bows again and we fired. Me and my friends felt kind of scared because we were fighting in a war. We told the brave knight that we were scared and he calmed us down. Then we went back to being our men. The enemy was training to destroy the gates. The brave knight said, "Do you want to be swordsmen?" We said we did not practice to be swordsmen. The brave knight said, "I can give you a potion that will make you the best swordsman just like me." We said, "Okay." The brave knight gave us the potion and we drank it. We felt so strong that we could lift up a 1,000-ton sword. We went to the brave knight's armory and we got swords and armor. So we went through the gates and we fought to the end. We won, but before the brave knight died, he offered us everything he had and we said yes.
Cheesebone. Once in 2020, the cows were going on strike. Everyone loved cheese in their sandwich. One person had an idea. They yelled, "The moon is made out of cheese, isn't it?" The person got in his spaceship. The only thing he found on the moon was Taurus from Uranus.
Okay, here we go. This is the story. My dreams are to be a football player, to travel the world, to see space, to have luck and be a famous person, to live in a mansion, to walk the earth, to be the best in class, to discover Atlantis, to be a NASCAR driver, to be an army man that serves his country, to be a scientist. I dream to own Canada. I wish to have a success. This is my ultimate dream.
Lying. The window is full of Venus flytraps. My eyes are made out of stone, water, and ice. The moon is made out of cheese. Telephone wires are made out of gum. Houses are made out of Swiss cheese. Stars are made out of tinfoil. Mud is made out of cocoa. Coffee is made out of mud.
Princess and the Prince. Once upon a time, there was a prince, and he went through the forest. He saw a man. The man said to him, "Take this one and you can get the princess out." So I went to the castle and I went in, pow, and gunshot, and I did matrix. They missed. Then I ran and took the princess and I ran as fast as I can. I took off. Then she went to my house. It looked small outside, but inside it's big. The king found me and I ran again. Then they lost me. Me and the king had a fight. People were hitting and stuff. It was the prince. Nathan won the fight. And the prince was the king. And the princess was the queen. King and queen lived happily ever after. The end.
My life is like a basketball. Everyone revolves around me. I feel like I can't depend on anyone but me. I feel like my life is going to pump and sink in at the same time. When I juggle the ball, it seems like I've lost control. When I'm feeling down and depressed, no matter how hard I try to get the ball in the net, I feel like everything is caving down. Finally, I got the ball in the net. My life flashed before me in little pieces of glass.